You know, there's something about when you were a little kid, you never had money. Maybe you did, but we never had money. We always had to ask could we have something, or we took pop bottles and tin cans to recycle and we'd get money. But you know what? God is so good. Even when you don't have anything to give, I've seen him put money on the floor for me. Amen. It didn't have to be a whole lot. I remember it was in the 70s, and I'd went to Kmart when we lived in Tacoma, and I wanted some tulip bulbs, and I got me tulip bulbs. And when I got home, I counted out the tulip bulbs. There were so much for so many cents. And I had 26 cents extra. And you know, that tormented me all night. I left the store and I owed 26 cents. And I said, God, I'm so sorry. I should have checked it. And then my mind reasoned and it said, well, you know, if the cashier was any kind of a cashier, they would have checked and counted your bulbs. So think of it as a blessing. And I went, I can't think of that as a blessing. Not when you know in your heart that something was given, and even if they made the mistake, it didn't matter. So the next day I told my son, I says, we've got to go back to Kmart, and we've got to give them that 26 cents back. Because I got bulbs for that much money. It was a lesson to my son that you don't take things that don't belong to you. Even though someone may have given it to you, they may have given you extra. But it's not a blessing that they gave it extra. They miscounted. Okay? That cashier, did she know? Nah, she didn't even probably care. It wasn't her money. But it was Kmart's money. And I went and I said, come on, son. We're going to go to the store and we're going to get that 26 cents. Do you know, as we walked in there, and I felt so terrible because of that 26 cents. It wasn't a lot of money. I mean, let me tell you, Kmart could probably have done without that 26 cents and not felt a burden about it. But my heart was burdened because it was money that I didn't deserve. It wasn't mine. So we walked into the store, and I'm telling you, as God is my witness, they have double doors. I walked in the first set of doors, and I walked over 26 cents. And I went, Dwayne, Dwayne. My son's name's Dwayne Jr.
Get a cover for Sister Aaron.
Look, 26 cents. I didn't even have to pay with my own money. God gave me 26 cents to give to Kmart. One nickel and one penny. I mean, one quarter and one penny. I'm not real good with money. Thank God he's a good God. So I took that quarter and I picked that penny. I told my son, look, honey, when we purpose in our hearts to do what's right, God provides.
That's right.
If God is not providing for you, then you must have stolen from him.
Ooh.
Because, no. You can steal from God. Everything's his. But when he gives it and you don't give it back, that's stealing. And even a little kid knows if you take something that's not yours, it's stealing. You can think it away. You can find different words for it. But it's still stealing. So I went to the cashier after I picked that 26 cents up, went back to the garden place, and I said, excuse me. I said, you put too many bulbs in you counted not enough bulbs for the money that I paid. There were too many. I said, there was 26 cents more bulbs. Here's your money. And she looked at me like I was a foreign creature from some other place. But I said, you know what? I could not sleep last night because of this 26 cents that wasn't mine. I says, take it. You know, I was going to throw it. This wasn't mine. I backed off. I did what I was supposed to do. And I went home. I was happy. Mm. Not only was I happy, my son learned a lesson. He learned that God will provide as long as you don't steal from him. If my son came and took money out of my purse, I would ask him, why did you take money out of my purse? That's my money. And if he didn't have a good reason, he'd get a SWAT. You know, I'm a Board of Education on the behind. Mm-hmm. Is a good thing because it helps us. If we had a little bit more Board of Education on the behinds of some of our children, they wouldn't have to have jails.
Right.
Okay? They wouldn't have people that were bad, doing bad. People aren't bad. What they do is bad. Okay? God doesn't whack you. I want you to know that. But it grieves his heart when you take things that are his and you don't give him what's his due. I purpose in my heart, to the best of my knowledge, God, that I haven't taken anything that's not his, or that's his, that I've taken for myself. That's why I get happy when I have an opportunity to give God back his own money.
That's right.
I just say, thank you, God. I didn't do anything for it. Or maybe I had to work for it. But I have strength. I have enough oxygen that I can walk. I have a heart that beats. I have eyes that see, hands that move, feet that walk. He's given me everything. So he only asked for a little 10%. 10%. If you don't make that much money, well, ask him for a better job. And he's more than happy. I never, ever had to go look for a job. Jobs came looking for me. Mm-hmm. I had a job one time I didn't even apply for. Someone else applied for me. And I got hired. And they called me and they said, we'd like you to come start work Monday. I said, what? And they said, well, yeah, didn't you apply for a job? I said, no. She said, well, we have your application right here. My friend applied for me, and I got hired.
That's awesome.
Okay, I didn't look. I just said, God, I'd like a job. He gave me one. You want something, be in his perfect will by doing what he wants you to do. And you know, if he doesn't, he's a lousy God. Think about it. And I don't want to serve a lousy God. I want to serve a good God.
Amen.
And the God that I serve is good.
Amen.
He even does things. And one time we went to the fair, and I told my husband it looked like it was going to rain. And I said, I need an umbrella so bad. Mine, you know how the little thing pokes out? And I didn't want to hurt anybody poking their eye out. I'm using my umbrella to keep me dry. So we were walking across and purposed, wasn't it? I wanted a black umbrella, so it goes with all my stuff. So I purposed to ask for an umbrella. I said, it'd be nice if it was black.
One that compacts and folds up.
It was a tote. Okay? We were walking to the fair, walking across the road, the intersection. I mean, do you know how many people go to the fair? These people were walking over it. So they didn't step on it. Did anybody pick it up? No. It was brand new. I said, I believe I'm going to pick that up. Well, it doesn't look like no name on it to me. It's Laura's. So
everybody
I said, thank you, God, for my new umbrella. And we went off to the fair. And I don't think I even had to use it, though, because it didn't rain. But, I mean, simple things like that. Simple things you would, you know, not think about. But it happens. If it didn't happen to me, I wouldn't say, you know, I'm telling you stories. But it happened to me, so I can tell you.
Amen.
He's a good God.
Amen.
So when you give your tithes and offering, it doesn't matter the amount. It matters what your heart wants.
That's right.
And you know what? He'll give you more than you give. He will give you more than you give because you're obedient.
Amen.
Children, your parents love obedience more than sacrifice. They love it when you do the right thing. What? Not because you know you're going to get whooped if you don't, but because it's pleasing to God.
Amen.
So, I don't know how you're going to work that into a offering message, but you know, He's a good God. He provides.
That's right.
He provides not only for your needs, but for your wants. Okay? Thank you. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. You know what? I like new wine.
The heavenly kind.
You know, when you ask for something, you get it. And this morning when we were in prayer before everybody got there, and I was saying, Lord, I want the people blessed this morning. But more than anything, I want you to be blessed because of your people. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you have a whole lot this morning. Purpose to give what you want from your heart.
That's right. That's right.
And that means more than millions of dollars to God.
That's right.
It's when the heart is right. The amount might be small, but when the heart's right, it's an acceptable sacrifice to Him. So if you need an envelope...
Way past that.
Okay, you already asked that. So if you need an envelope and you didn't get one, everybody knows where they're at in the back.
It's time to pray over it.
But we're going to pray over them now. Okay? Even, listen to this, even if... your envelope's empty right now. Just get an envelope. And thank God for what's coming. That's called sowing seed. So if you don't have anything, take your envelope like you do. Because God says, you're sowing seed. So if you get some empty envelopes, it's okay because they're going to be filled up. How about that? Because He was talking to me about seed. Our words are seed. Our actions are seed. It's seed. And what does seed do? It's supposed to produce. It's supposed to grow. So your heart says, I want to give, Father, but I don't have anything right now. It's okay. He would say, my child, it's okay. I know there's a need right now, but let me fill it. Let me fill your needs. And it's as we were talking in prayer this morning about, if you want it, ask for it. I can't give you something if I don't know you need it. But if you say, hey, Pastor Laura, I need some da-da-da, whatever. And I'll say, well, I don't have it right now, but I can get it for you. No, please don't ask me for a new car, because I'm believing for one myself. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. Yeah. And if it's just in believing by faith that you got it, that's how you do it. And where faith is, there's action. It's just an envelope. Okay? Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord Jesus. You have done so much for us. I thank you purposing in our hearts to give back to you what you have so goodly given to us. We thank you, Father. If our children need good jobs, then we ask for good jobs for them. We ask them for jobs that they will enjoy and flourish in, Father. We thank you and we purpose in our hearts because we love you to give this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Go ahead and pass the containers.